I'm Dan Klefstad. 9,757 new cases of COVID-19. 238 additional deaths. Those figures came from the Illinois Department of Public Health Wednesday. Meanwhile, nearly a quarter of residents at a state-run veterans home in LaSalle died after a COVID outbreak in early November. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration released two preliminary reports before Thanksgiving and launched an independent investigation. But he hasn't made any personnel changes or disciplinary decisions, saying he's waiting for the investigation's findings.
Let's figure out what went wrong so that we can not only hold people accountable, which I know is what everybody's talking about, but also because we want to make changes. If there are changes that need to be made at our long-term care facilities across the state or specifically at our veterans' homes.
The spread of the virus has slowed significantly within the facility, but dozens of residents are still sick after nearly all of them tested positive in the last month. Meanwhile, an Illinois House committee is opening its own investigation into the outbreak. In other news, Governor Pritzker is renewing his call for House Speaker Mike Madigan to step down after a close Madigan ally and three others were arraigned in federal court Wednesday on bribery charges. Hannah Meisel has more.
Pritzker called on Madigan to relinquish his speaker's gavel last month after the indictment of three ex-lobbyists and an official for electric utility Commonwealth Edison. The feds allege the group, which includes a longtime Madigan ally, conspired in a wide-ranging bribery scheme over many years to curry favor with the speaker. But so far, Madigan's been defiant, which Pritzker says is disqualifying.
When you serve in high office, you should be willing to answer questions from the members of your caucus, from the people of Illinois, from the reporters, and so on, or you shouldn't be in office.
As Governor Pritzker has no say in whether the speaker resigns, but the number of Democratic House members who support Madigan's re-election as speaker is shrinking. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Stop that wallaroo! Police in Peru, Illinois, spent Wednesday afternoon chasing an animal that is larger than a wallaby but smaller than a kangaroo. Peru Police Chief Doug Bernabe says people throughout LaSalle County spent hours tracking down the wallaroo, which tried to escape across the Illinois River. It was pulled from the frigid waters by a couple of fishermen and rushed to a vet for emergency care. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. During his daily COVID briefing yesterday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker highlighted the work of all healthcare workers during the pandemic. He mentioned the efforts of Patty Box, an environmental services associate at SSM St. Mary's Hospital in Centralia, who cleans the rooms of COVID-positive patients.
In the words of her director, quote, "I couldn't have been prouder of the way she's been present and compassionate for her patients." And while Patty was nervous the first time that she went into a COVID-positive room, she did it all the same.
The governor says following public health mitigations help protect healthcare workers like Box from being overwhelmed by an ever-increasing number of COVID patients. The Carbondale Park District will be holding four virtual meetings starting Wednesday. Yesterday, that was. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Throughout the first week of December, the Carbondale Park District will hold four virtual meetings to get public input on its multi-year strategic plan. Leaders have created a new mission statement along with six goals and 65 activities vital to the district's future. Executive Director Kathy Renfro says the purpose of the meetings will be to ensure the district is providing the opportunities the public wants.
Well, we need your participation. This is an opportunity to kind of chart the course for the Park District for the next 10 years. We're excited about it, but for everybody to enjoy it, we need community input.
Times, dates, and links can be found on the district's website and Facebook page. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.